All right, Miss Michelle, thank you for holding for me. Okay, yeah. So here's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to cancel it and then send it back to the provider. Now, if I call them and they don't no longer want to assist, I'll try to get someone else out there, okay?
Okay, give me one second.
Okay, but, not a problem. So what I...
I'm sorry, I'm at work and I just got another call that came in. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, you're fine. So I'm going to redispatch it and get someone else out there for you. Now, if you're still wanting to speak with customer service, I can give you their number because they're closed right now.
No. I don't need to speak with customer service. All of this should have already been notated that it's supposed to be covered 100%. I just need a correct PO. The dispatch order that you send out needs to not state that I have to pay a deductible. It needs to not state that there's a $50 deductible. It needs to state that it's covered 100%.
Yes, ma'am. I got you.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. And who was that provider that wanted this new PO? Was it Houston's Finest? RoadNet.
No,
RoadNet.
Not Houston's Finest. Yeah, they're the ones that lied to me 2-3 times.
Okay. All righty. So we'll get it canceled and redispatched to RoadNet, okay? And I'll give them a call.
Perfect. Thank you. What was your name again?
Yes, my name is Tiona. T-I-O-N-N-A.
Tiona. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Tiona.
You're welcome. You have a good rest of your evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.